The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. Today, we're going to focus on the full moon today. Today is May 7th, 2020, when we're broadcasting live here. And this is a Scorpio super full moon. And it's pretty significant for the month of May. Month of May is a very big month with a lot of different events in astrology. And I've asked angels for insights on some of the things coming up. So today we're focusing on that moon. And also in three more days on May 10th, we have Saturn going retrograde, which is pretty significant too. They're all significant. We're going to highlight those a little bit more today and what angels have for guidance in that influence of energies that are coming through. Because we have so much going on in the world, so much change. 2020 is a very pivotal, momentous, transitional year. We've been through quite a bit. But May is a big point of shift into the next half and where we're going. And it's also representing the new chapter in our life. And I mentioned that last week when we went over the overview of the whole month. Today, we'll focus a little bit more on these points that are coming up right now today and in the next few days. Here's the thing. Even if you're listening to this 2 months from now, the Saturn will still be, going on, because Saturn is a different kind of planet. It's a teacher, very serious, stern teacher. It's most comfortable in Capricorn. And in March, as we all know, it went into Aquarius, and now it's going back into what it's familiar with in Capricorn for a little bit. So, but it'll stay that way for a while, till it finally goes and stays in Aquarius at the end of the month. So that one is significant. We want to talk about today as well. But first, let's talk about the supermoon. The supermoon is in Scorpio. Scorpio is a very spiritual planet. It represents spirituality, or the sign Scorpio. It's about spirituality. It's about your intuition. Intuition is usually heightened at a full moon anyway. Supermoon intensifies. This one being a Scorpio supermoon, it just brings all of that up just a little bit more. You may be feeling things a lot more. You'll feel a little bit more. Even if you don't feel that much, you might feel like, why am I so sensitive about things right now? Could be that you're feeling this Scorpio interacting with you. Here's the thing. All of these energies help us grow on a soul level. They help us to ascend and see things in a different light and to open up and expand. So this one in particular is a wonderful full moon for healing, cleansing, detoxifying, and look what we've been through in the last few months. I mean, that's a lot of energy we've been through. We're still not quite out of all of that, with everything we have going on, but this one helps us cleanse and heal. So it's a positive energy. Believe it or not, this is a positive energy coming in right now, right when we need it. And I asked the angels about that in particular. I said, this is positive energy. We have so much of this that's, everybody's just trying to keep their spirits up and stay in that positive mindset. And there's a lot of challenges going on. And we don't know who's telling us what from one end to the next. We're trying to work that out. And that's I'm not even going to try to go there. I'm not the expert in that. I'm going with intuition and spirit and soul. Okay. That's what I do with healing. But if this is a time to heal, cleanse, and detoxify, how can we do that? That's what I want to talk to you about a little bit today. This moon prepares us for the eclipse season coming. Now, eclipses intensify everything even more. So yeah, we're all the way into May and we're still here in 2020. This is a very big year, so it will keep going. I know. So this is the third supermoon of the year. It's also the last one of the year. So we won't have any more after this one. This is the last one. I love moons anyway. I think they're so beautiful in the sky. But this one is honoring things that are ending. Okay, it's honoring and saying, you know, we're cleansing and letting go of those things that just aren't working for us anymore. Think about it that way. So if there's things that you've had to shift and you're looking at your own life individually here, what is it that I need to just say goodbye to and be okay with it? And I'm talking about your personal journey, okay? Maybe there's things that you used to love and you did that just doesn't work for you anymore. Maybe all of this that we've been going through in the last few months has brought your awareness to something different that you would like to change moving forward, even when things get back. Well, I don't know if they'll completely get back to normal, but a new normal, maybe. Finalizing and letting go is what full moons are about. They are every month. This one's a little bit more. This one takes you a little bit more to what you're going to feel. This one's going to take you into some of that, you know, sometimes we feel like endings are sad and we're going to miss that. And we have fond memories of what was, but even if you tried to keep it in your current time, it may not work. Things like that. Because energy moves forward. It always moves. It's always evolving. It's always shifting. And your soul is always looking for ways to grow and change and grow and ascend and go into those higher frequencies. That's what your soul is naturally wanting to do. You are that soul. That's who you really are. That's actually your true self. And If we have our heels dug in the ground on things that were, or you're really caught up on it getting back to the way it was, that might feel a little frustrating right now. Well, I can't imagine that it wouldn't, honestly. Because, you know, if you have trouble letting go and moving on, you may feel this one a little bit, but I do want you to know that this energy that it's bringing to you is a positive energy for spiritual growth, for your spirit, for your soul. And your soul is yearning to show you opportunities that are new. Your soul is ready for you to look at things from a different light. And that's what I saw in this. And when I asked the angels about this, in particular, Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, came through. And Jophiel, the angel of positivity, the one that when you need something positive, because you're struggling with that, that's Jophiel. And I felt, Ariel, sorry, I was going with the wrong one. I also felt Ariel, because Ariel's about your courage and being that inner strength. And it takes some courage and inner strength to go into an unknown and to feel not sure, and to have that trust in your own self. This one, this particular moon, what I really liked is that it's okay to take a deep breath and have a little bit of relief there and take a sigh that there's peacefulness coming, that there's a peaceful thing to things moving and shifting and changing. We're talking about spiritual growth, your true self, nothing of this world. We're not even talking about that, because we're living here. But that's not who you really are. I mean, you have this beautiful inner soul, this higher self of you that is the true self. And you're going to feel that you're going to feel this urge from inside. Like, why do I feel like I want to just be different about this? why do I just want to stop doing everything I do? You might be feeling things like that. Sometimes you're getting concerned, and it may or may not be, I'm not trying to say it is or isn't, but you know, you feel like, am I getting depressed? What's going on? Of course, do a check and check in and make sure you're not having that going on. If you are, get some help with that. But I'm talking about you truly feel something inside is urging you to just do things different, to let things go. This energy with this supermoon can help you to do that. So supermoons are very powerful full moons. You not always full moon, but this one is a super full moon. But this one will really help you feel the emotions of what needs to go away, what needs to heal. And it's an excellent one, absolutely wonderful moon for doing some chakra clearing, energy work. This is a good one for that. I mean, energy work all the time is great, you know, but you're going to really feel this. Yeah, that's just going to feel fantastic to just do this cleansing, just detoxifying, kind of like a spring cleaning for your spirit and your energy field. There's been a lot that we've absorbed and a lot of adjustments that we've been going through. This one's going to help us just clean that out, just have a fresh, good operational chakra system that can process all these energies coming. Because there's so much to do here, there's so much to get used to doing different, and we're starting to feel like, okay, here we go. And being in a place where you're just okay to cry if you need to cry, honoring things that are finally out of your life or have ended, maybe you have lost someone, things like that. It's just a letting go process of releasement. And this is a sensitive moon. You might feel a little moody here and there. You might feel a little bit sensitive. It's not a negative, though. It's just getting you in touch with what's really going on for you and what does need some attending to. Like, if you are feeling sensitive in a certain area of life, then that would be a place to focus with the healing and the releasement. A Scorpio full moon is a very cleansing moon, and it can draw out things that just need to move on, that don't do any good to stay in your life anymore. Like, it's not helping you. It could be a belief system. It could be you just are hanging on to something and not willing to shift or change. What's holding you down? What's making you feel stuck? Scorpio full moon can help you untangle that. So you don't want to be afraid of what might come up, what you feel. And you may already have been feeling some of that, because I usually feel the moon energy about a week ahead. And a lot of people do. Some people you don't. You'll feel the intensity as it gets to the full moon and then a couple of weeks after. And then there'll be a new moon. This one is significant for transformation. And it brings the hope that, yes, it is possible for even you, the person that doesn't feel, and there's some of us like that too, and there's like might maybe certain areas. This is hope that yes, you too can get through this. So that there's a hope in this transformational energy that this Scorpio moon brings. I like that part the most, the hope that it brings. Like, yeah, this is a highly intuitive energy where you want to listen, and it's going to connect you with your inner wisdom, your inner strengths, your inner desire, your passions, what your soul is trying to guide you with, and that true part of you trying to come out. And sometimes we get a little freaked out because we're avoiding that side of us. This really isn't like that. This will be calming. This will be peaceful. This will help flush it out. There'll be this, you can just let go of that tension and just release that energy that's just been, you've been just fighting to control a certain event or something that you're trying to get it go a certain way. This is a very helpful moon for that. And we really need it right now. We do. It's good timing. It's good timing to have a moon like this right now because of all the events that are going on. So Raphael is the healing angel. So if there is some healing to do, whether it's relationship, physical, energy, beliefs, whatever it is, it can be on all these different levels. All of those types of things do need healing, emotional healing. Raphael can help bring the calm, gentle, along with this energy of hope for shift, and help you really connect and just see that, you know what? I don't need to hold on to this. It's just slowing me down. I'm not reaching my full potential like this. I can let this go. It's okay that it's changing. I thought at one, and I'm just giving you an analogy here. I thought at one point, wow, maybe, you know, this is it. And this is what I'm going to, this is me forever. Maybe it's letting go of what you identify yourself with. Now, I know, because a lot of times we identify ourselves with who or what we do for a living. Or, I mean, my identity is not being in this talk show or doing what I do here. This is what I do. It's not who I am. That's just what I'm doing because I am passionate about it. But your identity is not what you do. It's who you are on that soul level. And, you know, look at all the years that's how you identified yourself. And that's how you identified yourself to people. Like, he was like, you know, that's who you felt you were. And guess what? Sometimes when you need to do a change and let something like that go, that's what can get in the way, because you feel like, well, no, that is who I am. I have to keep doing that. When your soul's ready for you, it's like, hey, we've done this route. We've done everything we can do with this. And we had a good run and we learned all the things we needed to learn, and we're ready for you to grow in a different way. See, if you looked at that differently, it wouldn't be so hard to let it go. It helps it. It helps. I'm not saying this is all easy. This is inner work. But, you know, you going in there and doing that inner work. When it came to Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, if you feel that you are in a very heavy dark mode, you just can't find a positive anywhere, you've had a lot of grief, you've had a lot of pain, let Jophiel come in and ease you with some lighter energy. Between Archangel Raphael, Jophiel, and Ariel. Ariel is also known as Ananel, but that one is those three right there. You have the courage to change and let it go with Ariel. You have the positive influence and inspiration you need to get yourself going. And you have the healing angel that can help bring the renewal and help you discover the things that need to shift and change for you to make you healthier. Healthier emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever you have going on with that. Energy healing is very supportive of all types of healing. And when I spoke of the chakras are the energies in the different system. You have, they're like transformers. You have them running all the way through your body, and they hold, if they're not balanced and they're holding energy versus it just processing through and keep going, that can get clogged up and they need clearing out. Then that's a good thing to do right now. And you can just sit in your meditations. Still, meditations are probably one of the most valuable, powerful things you can do at in a time like this, because it's not like there's definite answers for one thing or the other right now. That's what feels so weird for all of us. It's shifting so much. It's shifting and changing. What feels, okay, this is it, could be changed in about a week. Because it's completely shifting into a new dimensional frequency of life. I mean, that's what's going on. We're practicing right now. We're all practicing and learning together how to live in a higher dimensional frequency and to let the things go that don't work anymore in the old dimension and to learn a new way. So this moon is very good, very, very good. So it's a spiritual moon. It's a healing moon. It has a compassionate influence. It gives you that time to catch your breath and to just tend to some self-care and to heal and release. And if some of you have been finding that you're crying a lot, just random crying, things like that, your body's finding a way to release those energies. If you find that the dreams are crazy, I mean, even if they're nightmares, sometimes that is your body just processing energy that is just trapped and stuck. So when you're doing meditation, you can help move some of that energy and clear some of that mind clutter. Energy in the mind can be very, very overstimulating at times. And then just gentle practices of exercise, going for a walk, doing your yoga, whatever it is you like to do, that can help move the energy as well. This all helps to clear the chakras. And just closing your eyes and bringing that intention to your body to clear the energies out that need to be cleared out. Believe it or not, even if you don't, if you're brand new to this, it's not impossible. It's not like, I don't even know what I'm doing. It isn't like a do it a certain way. It's more of an allowing it to let the energy flow, not try to hold the energy. That's one of the biggest things I've found and discovered. You're not trying to hold it. You're trying to just let it go, let it be, let it move through, let it process. That's one of the biggest tips I could probably give everybody right now on energy healing, because that is truly a big one right there. Okay, so this moon is really good. So just know that it's a very positive moon. It may feel emotional, but it's processing and helping you release. Emotions help us move energy. We feel the energy through our emotions of what we have going on. That's your indicator on the outside what type of energy is going on for you, really, if you think about that. So that's a lot going on. That's all today if you're not already feeling that. So I think that it just is powerful. I don't even know how to say it any more than that, except for just know this moon is pulling it up, pulling it out, and it's going to be more of a feel moon. For some people, you may be feeling like you're not sleeping very well at night, or you're waking up at crazy times, or you're all off. If you're waking up like that, instead of fighting it or feeling frustrated like, oh no, now there's something wrong with me, there's a different perspective that. Get up, walk around, move a little bit to move some energy. It may be thought energy that is just keeping you overstimulated for sleep. It may be that you need a little bit more exercise during the day or movement, maybe just a walk or doing something. And it is a little bit different right now with everybody being at home a lot right now. But the walks or anything like that can help a lot. It's just something to move the energy. If there's even options for people, and here's another one that I'm finding that people are really discovering and loving. And this is one of the ones I do. I love to use art. I like to paint, or I like to work on something creative. I love to, I have always loved to make bread or do bake things like that just for the art of it. But I like to make them, organic and vegetarian, vegan, that kind of thing. Do the whole healthy thing. And, when you're learning how to do that, that's challenging. But gives your mind a place to put that energy. These are all very healthy things to do that will help you move energy. That's all energy movement. All of that is healing. It doesn't have to be this big formal session. Yes. Those are very powerful too. I'm not taking away from that because I've done those. I've done energy healings for people. I do that distant. I've done that a lot, but you can do a lot yourself. That's what I want you to feel, the empowerment of what you can do yourself. This moon can help bring out those restrictive areas and let you move that through. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then I want to tell you about Saturn. the Saturn that's going retrograde on the 10th in a few days, because that one will be, that's going to be a little bit throughout the rest of the year. And it's changing signs eventually. It already did, gave us a taste of that. And so that one I do want to explain to you a little bit, because you'll be feeling that throughout the rest of the year. So stay with me. Please stay with me. Hang on, guys. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we did in the first half, we worked on that Scorpio full supermoon that is today, the May 7th supermoon. Now we're going to talk about what's going to be a little bit more throughout the rest of the year. And the reason I want to talk about this is there's just a lot of shift going on this year in particular with a lot of things. So Saturn retrograde starts on May 10. Now, Saturn does this annually. Okay, it's going to do an annual retrograde, and it's most comfortable actually in a retrograde than it is moving forward. But I want to explain a little bit more about it, so it's making sense as to why you might be having what's going on in your life. Let's put it that way. So it's going to be in retrograde from May 10 to September 28. So it's going to be like that all the way through to September 28. And this one feels different because in March, Saturn went up and it moved into Aquarius. And we really felt that in March. If you think about everything that was going on in March, yeah, we don't even need to go into all that, but we know what was going on in March, all of us together. Yes, the whole world. Now it's going back into Capricorn for a bit. And that's a little bit more where it feels comfortable. It's kind of like home for Saturn. And it'll move back into Aquarius a little bit around July 1st. Okay. Then it'll go, and then it'll go back to Capricorn, and then it will stay that way through the rest of the retrograde. So it's giving us little tastes of what's coming in Aquarius, kind of an age of Aquarius kind of a thing. So if you think back to when it was in Aquarius back in December of, let me put it this way. It stays for 2.5 years. Let me just start over. I was getting confused. It'll stay in that sign for like 2.5 years. It doesn't change very often into the signs. And so we've been in this Capricorn one for a bit. And if you think back into 2017, 2.5 years ago, maybe the second half of 2017, all the way through up until about now, till it went into this year and changed, what was going on for you? That was what was, okay? That was what we were going through with all of that. So now it's moving into Aquarius by the end of the year. And why is that significant? Why are we getting this little taste and this change? I mean, we went into some big changes. This whole year is preparing us for a whole new way of living. Pretty much the theme for 2021 is Saturn in Aquarius. It doesn't mean, oh, no, it's going to be horrible. No. It means it's going to be different. It's going to be different. And we're now getting this adjustment done now to practice and get used to what we need to do different. Right now there's so much transition and shift and change from one day to the next. I don't think it's completely settled into what the new norm is yet. I think that is still evolving. But it did, it was in Capricorn back in 2017, December of 2017. If you think about that time, what was going on December 2017 for you? That'll give you a bit of a idea of some of the things that you may be feeling with this. But if it's going back into Capricorn on the 10th for a while, that's more of like a homecoming, going back to its rebirth, what it knows, what it's comfortable. And it's just natural for the planet to feel stronger in its place where it knows, you know, that kind of thing. It's like it's moving back there for that last bit that we need to do while it's in that state that we've been in. You know, it's been in this Capricorn, you know, for a while. And if we look at that and we see, what do we need to take from this before it's finally not in that one anymore? Before it goes and stays in Aquarius. That's what we want to do with that Saturn energy right now. Is what can I take from this? What wisdom have I learned in the last couple of years? That, in a nutshell, that's what you want to focus on. Not so much what the planet's doing or whatever. I'm explaining it. But the last couple of years, what have I learned? Maybe some of it the hard way. Maybe some of it I was a little easier with. Where's the wisdom that I've gained? You want to grab those gems and those gifts that came from the last 2 years. You want to have that in your pocket. You want to embrace and collect those and be aware of what they are. What wisdom have I learned? What have I learned to do different? What have I learned? Okay, that was challenging. I don't want to do it that way anymore. Wisdom comes in many different forms. Many different forms. So this is kind of like going into Capricorn is like the final step of that journey that we were on. Remember, we're in a new chapter. This is a new beginning of a whole new way of life that's really unfolding right now. This going retrograde back into Capricorn gives us opportunity to, okay, let's just get that finalizing, that final information we needed from all of that, because everything we go through is the journey and we're learning and we're growing and there's things that we want to keep and take out of that. Then there's things we let go of. If it's not helping you, if it's not serving you, you let it go. But what are those gifts? What's the wisdom What are those? What's the wisdom and the lessons that I've learned that I need to hang on to and be aware of? That kind of mirrors out into how your life is playing out. So whatever you might have been doing and working on since the end of 2017, that might be highlighted for you with this one. That's what you want to pay attention to. So if it's being highlighted, okay, is it being highlighted because I need to be more aware? Do I need to not make sure I fall back into some old rut of doing it an old way? Maybe I need to look at something different. Or maybe it's being highlighted because you did gain some gifts and some wisdom, and it's going to highlight, hey, yeah, this is working. This is good for you. Keep doing this. Then there's going to be things that are like, oh, yeah, no, not so much that. So if whatever's being highlighted is what you want to look at, you're looking for the wisdom and the lessons that we've needed to learn in the last couple of years with that one. So that one is interesting. You know, it's a Saturn retro. Saturn's a teacher. Okay, just like the Pluto is about the, all of that, real serious, likes to get the structure going on. But it's, here's the thing, with the retrograde and the balance of looking and receiving, accepting the gifts from the last couple of years with that, and tying up loose ends. Do you have any loose ends to tie up? You just need to wrap something up and then finalize it. That would be part of this one. And I asked the angels about this in particular, and Michael came through, yes, absolutely, because he is very good for helping you cut ties where they need to cut ties. He's also wonderful as far as logical thinking and the structure of, like, get organized, have a plan, you know, don't be so fixed that the plan might vary, because we'll help you. But he's very good at, like, structuring, moving and being proactive and applying yourself and releasing fear of moving forward, things like that. So it's wonderful for Michael to be along, and your guardian angels. Your guardian angels, absolutely. Let them help you. You have to just ask and let it go, forget about it, and just thank you. Thank them for being there. And it doesn't matter. It does not matter if you don't, you know, you're not sure who or what they are. You're just letting them be there. They're genderless. They're not worried about a name or anything like that. Just let them be there and move into a place where you're just accepting the messages and appreciation for the support they give you. Yes. I mean, I have had some interesting experiences with that in the last 3 or 4 months anyway, just things that I didn't think, you know, okay, really? And then boom, you know, just surprising me and supporting me in certain ways. And I'm not ignoring it anymore. I'm noticing other people are starting to pick up on things, and they're starting to listen to their intuition. They're very supportive about you paying attention to your intuition. The Scorpio full moon, remember, will help you really tap into that. If you want to dive deeper, if you want to get into that depth of what's going on in there and find that wisdom and move through that this energy between Scorpio full moon and Saturn going retrograde, or the Saturn going Aquarius and then back to Capricorn, you know, we're learning, oh, okay. And when you look at the lessons and the things that can come into what happens when this happens, I mean, going back into a retrograde, it could bring up some old things, you know, maybe some memories from childhood, you don't know. It might feel stern at times. It might feel stern, but it's very serious. It has a seriousness to it. But when it comes to getting a routine, getting structured, it's helping us to find what that routine and structure and like I said, Michael's good with that. Believe it or not, yes, we want to be free-spirited, but at the same time, we need some structure and logic. It all goes hand in hand, and believe it or not, they can help you with this. We're learning how to do it in a new way. So if you had a structure, and that's just not going to work anymore, where we need to tweak that, this is perfect energy for that. That's what we want to work with here. And this energy is asking you to look at what has been working over the last 6 months. What have you been spending on your time on that wasn't? That's one of the really good questions with Saturn. What have you been doing for the last 6 months? Now, 6 months from now back. Now we're doing that. We're not back in 2017. What have you been spending all your time on? And has it been working? It's asking you to ask yourself that. Okay. What's been working? What's not? Do I feel what? You know, yeah, you're looking for that. Saturn likes to rule over time, constructing time, using time wisely, time management. I know it sounds this doesn't sound spiritual. And I know, I'm telling you. And Michael is the same, you know, he can be very structured. And so in spirit, we do have things that support us with things like that. So this one's about getting you organized. It can be, you know, okay, a little bit of tough love because, yeah, you need to get going on this, or maybe you need to quit wasting time on that. That's the way Saturn works a little bit. And the thing is, the goal is to be happy on what you're spending your time on. Are you happy on what you're spending your time on? And, you know, for a lot of people, and I do understand this, I didn't feel this because I'm already pretty much an introspective person and I'm totally content with time to myself. And so when I say that, I'm not saying, oh, I understand because I feel the same way. No. But I do appreciate and understand that for a lot of people that all of a sudden had to stay home all the time, that was a lot of adjustment, a lot more than I've had to do. And I do appreciate that there's people out there that have impressed me. And I want to give a kudo to that. You've impressed me how you've taken life and, you know, I've seen creativity like I've never seen. And I love it. I love the creativity I'm seeing because people are home, you know, and they're not used to that. And, well, wait a minute, I got to adjust this and I got to adjust that. So yeah, we're seeing, you'll see some of the negative stories, but there's actually a lot of positive stories out there too. Just as many positive stories. That's what I say, focus on and look for. They will lift you and show you like, oh, wow, you know, that was a great idea. Look at that. Maybe you've now got time to do some things that you always say, I don't have time to do that. I wish I did, but now you do. Have you done anything with it? There you go. See? Now, Saturn, here's the weird part. Saturn's not going to be, you know, if you're crying about it, you're not going to be there coddling you or wiping your tears away. No, it's just, nope, keep going. You can do this. It's more like that. You can do this. You got this. Very, very serious type of mindset with that. You have Scorpio full moon before this to help you really free up your energy. And yeah, you might be crying through some of these changes, or you might be feeling this a little bit uncomfortable. This one's going to go, you keep going. You got this. Keep going. You have this strength. Michael also supporting this energy, very much in line with Archangel Michael and your guardian angels. That's a lot of strength. That's an inner strength that's unlimited that can get you back up on your feet when you fall. Nope. And the thing is, they don't pick you up and coddle you. It's like, okay, you fell, you tripped, get back up. Come on, let's go. We can do this. It's going to feel like that. And you're going to find that you have a strength inside you that you can feel really good about. I like that for people. I like that you won't feel, there's hope in this energy that I'm talking about today. There's hope for the transition. There's a positive side to this that will help keep you in the game, keep you going. And you may feel like, gosh, I can't get this right. I keep messing it up. So it's part of the journey. You experienced what doesn't work. Okay. There's different ways to look at that. Okay. Well, okay. I tried that 3 or 4 times and those 3 or 4 times that didn't work very well, but I'm going to try again. That's what you want to do. You want to go, oh, not give up because, oh, I can't do it. Forget it. Nope. There's no time for perfectionism in this, honestly. And I can speak for that. I'll tell you, I really had to work on not being like that growing up, because I had to work on not being perfect at everything. I wanted to be, and my natural tendency is to just do everything the best I can possibly do. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. However, when it affects you is when you go and you try it, and maybe it didn't work the first time, so you don't do it at all, or you won't even try because you don't think it'll come out perfect. You're missing half the fun of the journey in life, of the experience and the exploration and the research and the fine tuning when you don't even try. I had to go through that. And once I realized, it's going to mess up a few times, don't be so hard on yourself. I kind of grew up with it being, I felt like I had to be perfect all the time. And just what I grew up in, the influences and different things. I'm not just, saying it was my family or my mom and dad. I'm saying it was, just the environment, school, just the time that I grew up. They're like, you can't mess up. Got to do it perfect. Yeah, no. You just got to do it. You don't have to do everything perfect. Just do it. And as you work on it, you get better. It's no different than learning how to play piano or a guitar. You can't just sit down and do it. Well, maybe some people can, but I have to practice. I have to practice a lot. But you feel like, oh, look at what I've learned how to do. Wow. These are beautiful ways to spend your energy. So if there's something that you could be doing that you want to, but you won't because of that, this energy doesn't want you to do that. This wants to help you get past that. It wants you to get out of this stagnant mindset. This energy wants you to get out of that stagnant mindset, and it wants you to learn how wise and capable you are, and teach you that, you just got to stay in this and try. So I see a lot of hope and positivity. And to wrap this up, if we were to work with this moon energy that we have today, and you can work with this anywhere between now and in the next week, it'll still fill it. Right now it's the strongest. Work with that clearing, that detoxifying. Don't worry about what you're going to do yet. Just do the clearing and detoxifying for a few days. Do the cleansing, do the purging, do the crying. Do the whatever that is detoxifying you. Do the energy healing. Do the chakra clearing. Start your yoga practice or start your meditation practice. What, something. Do it. Then when it starts to come into, all right, I got to get serious. I want to start working on some things. Or what should I or shouldn't I do? What have I been spending my time on in the last 6 months? That's one of the big questions right there. What have I been spending my time on? Is that worth it? Do I want to keep spending my time on that? Or am I always wanting to spend my time somewhere else? Let this energy work with you that way. Let it do that for you. It's an encouragement to focus on, what you can try, what you can do different versus what you can't have any control over. Okay, there's some things we won't be able to change or do anything about. We have to let those go. And it's also encouraging us to dive in and be present and learn everything we possibly can about doing something new and different in a brand new way of life and living in the brand new norm that we're all kind of creating right now. I love that part. Step up. It's also encouraging you to step up and take responsibility for who you want to be in this world. Who do you want to be? Are you taking responsibility for that? Things like that. How do you want to be? What do you want to be when we come out at the end of 2020? When you get to the end of the year and we start into 2021, where do you want to be? Good time right now to look at things like that and to see what you can do different. See what you can, okay, keep this. Nope, not that. This is a good transitional time to work and practice and try things out that may or may not work. That's okay, because we're all doing that. Everybody's trying to figure that out. But just keep going. Don't stop. Keep trying. Keep in the game. Just do it. So you got Michael, which is kind of like a personal trainer, life coach, kind of excitement, positive, keep you in the game. You have that working with Saturn energy. We have Raphael, and we have Ariel for the courage, and we have the courage to change, the courage to do it different, the courage to try. And we also have Jophiel for that positive insight that we need. So that was four different ones that came in that was wonderful for this message today, because if you look over the past of what you've done and you can see what worked or what brought you to where you are today and what has, like, boy, I'm glad I was already doing this when this happened, or I'm glad I was already used to that. Okay, see, that was something that maybe you wanted to try before. And then maybe, oh, well, I need to learn it now. I got to go ahead and do it. You know, that kind of thing. Do it. The universe is giving you opportunity right now to prepare yourself for moving into a brand new chapter, a brand new way of life, a brand new everything. That's what we're all doing. And it, yes, this is transitional. Please know. But there's a lot of encouragement and a lot of positive and a lot of love and support that is here for us. We have that. So this was been, I know I didn't take a lot of questions today, but I really wanted you to have this information. So important, because May is a very pivotal month with a lot of shift. It's getting us ready for the second half of the year. And we're getting, you know, kind of like getting up and over that hump of the year to move into the next phase. A new way. So don't get discouraged out there with all the naysay and the negatives, guys. You've got to stay in the game, because your soul is what you want to use as your compass. Your soul is your compass. Your soul knows the way. Your soul has always known the way that's right for you. And that's what you want to listen to. It's not necessarily just be part of the sheep that follow everything. There's things that work and there's things that don't for you. So you want to find out what that is for you individually. And I hope that this has been encouraging for you, and that I hope that you see where I'm going with this, that this is a sign of positive hope and giving you opportunity to learn a whole new skill craft, a whole new set of tools that will really empower you and help you move forward in life. That's what we have going on. So remember, there's a couple of questions to ask yourself. So look for that. And just know that the universe is sending a lot of love to us and a lot of support. I'm sending it out there. I'm still doing the energy healing and sending all those good vibes out to you on a daily basis. I want everyone to know that you matter. Everything that you're here to do is important. Regardless of what everybody else thinks, you matter. You're valuable. And I want everybody to explore what those things are within themselves. So with that, we are out of time. I want to thank everyone that did join us in the chat on the live streams. I do hope everyone is doing well. Hang in there, guys. We are evolving into something pretty incredible. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter myself. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this journey with me. It's honored to be here with you each week and just be a positive support working with angels and helping you. So thank you for supporting us too. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.